Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me today, Noah Cassidy. Noah, what is going on?
You know, it's Thursday. Love Thursdays. It's the first day of the week, or I technically, I guess, second day of the week that football's going on.
Yeah.
But the first day of the actual season week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. And Kansas City's playing today. We're thinking about maybe going and hitting some wings tonight. So, yeah, we'll have a good time.
That would be fun. Hopefully everybody enjoys the Chiefs game tonight. Hopefully they enjoy our segment right here, the Did You Know Show. What do you got for us today on the Did You Know front?
This is pretty cool, and I hate to kind of spoil it up front, but it is just, you know, it's part of the show. So, did you know that the Bank of America was originally called Bank of Italy?
No.
Yes.
They just moved countries and decided
to
change it?
No, not at all, actually. It actually deals with the guy's nationality. So, this guy, he was born Italian. He was an Italian immigrant. And he was born in San Jose, California in 1870. So his name was A.P. Giannin. He became a successful produce merchant, and then he married into a predominant San Francisco family, through which he joined the board of the Columbus Savings and Loan Bank. So that's how he got into banking. So he kind of married into it.
Gotcha.
So, however, he was a very headstrong type of person. And he butt heads with a lot of the board members. And so he actually decided to create his own bank. What happened was is that specific bank was only loaning their money to affiliate clients. And he felt like that more of the public deserved to, you know, be able to have loans. So he separated from them in October of 1904. And he established the Bank of Italy in a saloon right across the street from Columbus Savings Bank. So now you got these two banks, and he's
competing.
Part of the family, by the way. And he's right across the street.
Did his wife come with them or not?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything. So we're just going to roll with it. I'm hoping that she did, I guess. But anyways, so thanks to an aggressive courtship, the little fellow is kind of like the nickname that they gave that bank. It was for working class immigrants, and it ignored other banks' actual, like, their game plan of making sure the more the wealthy were able to get in there. And it was completely ignoring that, allowing for the working class to come in. And actually within the first year, it occurred 700,000 in deposits in the first year of business. Now you got to think this is 1900. This is early 1900.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
They're doing good for just starting out.
Right. First year. So 700. So then anyways, we're going to kind of continue a little quicker here. Earthquake happened in San Francisco, April of 1906. And he, Giannin was actually really smart about it, and he was able to steer his cash to safety by putting it in a makeshift bank on a North Beach. And so once he did that, he actually helped the community out to rebuild the city as he extended loans for different people on actual handshake deals. It wasn't official paperwork. No, it was a crisis, and he did handshake deals, and apparently they honored it most of the time. At least that's what it seems like. So he extended these. He continued to do this over during the panic of the 1907, threatened to undermine a bunch of the financial progress. And by the end of the decade, he was actually a very astound businessman. He began buying other banks. So, I mean, his business plan was obviously real good.
Booming.
So he bought a whole bunch of other banks, and he created the county's first statewide bank system. And then in 1928, he orchestrated the merger between his bank, which was a big bank at this point, Bank of Italy, with a smaller bank, which was named the Bank of America. And so he merged it with that company. That was a bank in Los Angeles. It was the Bank of America, Los Angeles. And then he was very prepared for the storms and anything that kind of followed with the stock market crashing in 1929 and all this other stuff. And so the market crashed. He was prepared for it. In fact, he was ready to take advantage of it because he was a smart businessman. And he relaunched his enterprise as the name the Bank of America National Trust and Savings, which was associated in 1930. And then he died in 1949. But by the time he died, that bank, the Bank of America, counted more than 500 branches and $6 billion in assets. And at that point, it was the biggest bank at the time. Obviously, now it might have, you know, switched a little bit. A lot of big banks out there. But he grew a little saloon bank into the well-known Bank of America.
Right,
yeah, that is That's a lot, right?
Especially
there.
When he didn't even come from banking, just got
no,
into
he just
it
got into it from being married.
Had a natural talent for it right away.
So that's a pretty cool story,
that
right?
That is
there.
Good. Well, that, yeah, that's a nice success story. There you go. Good motivation for anybody out there. Well, here we go. Here's mine today. I'm going to talk about animals again.
Right.
Did you know that mountain goats aren't actually goats?
So they're what?
Yeah, so they're actually not really a type of goat. They're just a very distant cousin of the goats that you see in a petting zoo or, you know, you see out on a farm.
Okay.
So these goats, because of the way that they've evolved, they're actually closer to a subdivision that's considered goat antelopes.
So they're more of an antelope.
Yes. And
that's weird.
The reason some of the different features that they have from other bovids are their short dagger-like horns are shorter and more sharp, and they're on thinner, lighter skulls. And so these mountain goats have developed these specific features that would be strange if you compared them side by side to a goat that you would see on a farm or a petting zoo. Some of the other ones are thick double layers of fur and suction cup-like hooves that allow them to survive in cold, treacherous environments. So just because you call them mountain goats, not really a goat per se, than what they've kind of evolved into because of their natural environment that they've lived in. So there you go. That's our Did You Know today, talking about the Bank of Italy, now Bank of America, and mountain goats, not actual goats.
Huh.
Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode of the Did You Know Show.